Good morning, everybody. 8:16, Mike and Casey and Stacy.
And we find Stacy learning to cook. It's a taste of Westchester, taste of spring.
You know, I like to cook. I know it seems like I'm out all the time, but I actually like to cook. And the best part about this whole series is that it teaches you to cook and it teaches you where to go to eat. So the first one is tonight at Antipasti di Napoli, and they're going to be making mussels fried diavolo, salmon, roasted salmon, and a lemon granita, which is a fancy way of saying sherbet. Or sorbet. It's more of a sorbet.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, nice. Really nice.
Now, is this all a part of A Taste of Westchester Spring 2017?
It is, and that is run by the Westchester Community College. So they have classes coming up at the Kittle House and all kinds of great, and at Ladle of Love and a bunch of Westchester restaurants. You'd have to check their website for which ones they are, but I will list them on StacyKnows.com so you can find them.
Fabulous. Okay, that's something new. Now let's talk about something old, antiques.
The Bedford Spring Antique Show, which is one of my favorites. It's now in its 32nd year. And it's at the Harvey School, and it's a beautiful show. It's not a big show, but it's not overwhelming, but it is a well-curated show. And that is on the weekend at the Harvey School from 11 to 5.
So it's quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity.
See, I knew you were going to say that because we're going to talk about a psychic medium now.
Right. So, and that's always quality over quantity, too. So Kim Russo is going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse. And she solves problems for all kinds of celebrities as well. If you've never seen Kim, it's worth going. Have you ever gone to one of these psychic readings?
Oh, sure. She's been on the show, too, Kim. She's great.
Right. So I'm always surprised that they know so much about me.
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of an open book.
Well, I know, but before they even know who I am, they seem to know who I am.
All right, so we're going to celebrate National Jump in Muddy Puddles Day?
There are a lot of muddy puddles in my backyard right now. I'm looking outside. But it is National Jump in Muddy Puddles Day. There seems to be a national day for everything. But this one is a fundraiser for the Pediatric Cancer Fund, which is always something that's close to my heart. Not that I have anyone who's suffering, but no one wants to see children suffer. And it's going to be at the Somers Sports Arena, which is, of course, in Somers. There's going to be a party with Peppa. And Peppa is a pig. Not a real pig, but a pig. And there's arts and crafts and a magic show and more. And that's a great event.
Wonderful. MuddyPuddlesProject.org. And finally, you've got a brunch to tell us about?
Right. So last night I went to a tasting at this place called Frankie and Finucci's. And they have a new social brunch. So in that brunch, they've got a Prosecco bar. They have a do-it-yourself Prosecco bar, but they have this wall of beers and wine. So what is a wall of beers and wine? So it's a long wall, and there's, I don't know, maybe 32 different types of wines and beers, and you get a card, and you get to pour what you want, and it's the card measures how much you've drank. But you get to taste little ones if you want, or pour more if you want, or maybe you just want like two more ounces. That's the beauty of it. So it's like pizza for breakfast, but the pizza has eggs on it. And one thing I'm going to tell you is it was the best bacon I've ever tasted in my entire life.
All right, and this is in Mamaroneck, right?
Mamaroneck, but they also have it in Hartsdale. There's one in the Village, and there's one in Sheepshead Bay.
All right, Stacy, you know everything, so where can everybody go to find out more?
I'm going to list everything I just spoke about and more on StacyKnows.com.
With one great song after another for Westchester and the Hudson Valley.
You turn it on, and you have songs that you like, and everyone knows.
100.7 WHUD.